Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance world, EA Markets has appointed William Colan as Managing Director. Clearway Energy has closed the financing of the 419-megawatt Mesquite Star Wind Farm in Fisher and Nolan Counties in Texas. AgDevCo and KFW have announced the appointment of Barak Fund Management as the new manager of LAFCO, a working capital facility dedicated to agricultural SMEs in sub-Saharan Africa. Brazil's State Development Bank, BNDES, posted a first quarter profit more than five times higher than in the same period as last year, helped by the performance of its participations arm. US Exim will host the 2020 G12 Head of Export Credit Agencies meeting in Washington in May 2020. And the City of London Corporation has announced that Dr. Rina Mary Thomas is to become the inaugural Chief Executive of Britain's Green Finance Institute. Over in the commodity finance industry, Mexico moved to bolster investor confidence in its embattled state economy, announcing an unprecedented $8 billion syndicated loan along with a tax break for the energy producer. Australian gold miner St Barbara has entered into an agreement to acquire Canadian company Atlantic Gold for $722 million in an all-cash deal through its wholly owned subsidiary Nord Pacific. DMCC has unveiled its collaboration with Trade Assets, a blockchain-powered trade finance e-marketplace for banks. And the Republic of Congo and commodity trading house Trafigura agreed to reorganize several hundred million dollars in oil for cash loans that the African nation struggled with after crude prices fell, according to people familiar with the deal. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, Finastra has announced Mark Miller as its new CFO. The world factoring industry volume continued its upward trend last year with a total reported figure of over 2.76 billion euros, representing over 6% growth compared to the previous year. BB Financial Services has provided a £1.5 million funding facility to Dorset firm Ensign Communications. And the level of payouts on trade credit insurance policies has reached a 10-year high in Northern Ireland, according to an industry expert. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.